Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
From there I got the way, me spirit has never failed, and landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. Captain asked me roar, said the no room paddy, when I jumped aboard the cabin bound for paddy. Down among the pigs, laid some party pigs, and some party jigs, the water round me bubbling, men the trolley head, wish myself was dead, I bet the fire instead.
And of course that is Rocky Road to Dublin, sung by Damien Dempsey, because the musician returned to his old primary school today to launch a project looking to encourage children to make space for music and folklore in their everyday lives. The Songs and Stories Initiative is hoping to nurture the next generation of songwriters, singers and storytellers, and to keep our traditions alive. Well, we're going to be speaking to Damien Dempsey in just a few moments, but firstly we want to speak to one of the men behind the initiative, that is Galway-based teacher and founder of Inspiring You.ie, Philip Cribben. And Philip, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. And where did you get the idea of this?
Thanks for having me. I'm lucky enough to have known Damien for about 14 or 15 years. And having gone to a lot of his gigs basically are songs and stories in action, where, you know, everyone just sings all the cares away. And, it's a real coming together. So myself and Damien had a chat, I suppose, a couple of chats over lockdown as to how we can get maybe kids and communities and families together, maybe to use their phones a little bit less and to kind of reconnect with their our cultural and musical past, and to maybe dedicate a little bit of family time or school time or even a nursing home. It's just a couple of minutes every day or every week, just to having the crack, having a sing song, and just kind of putting the heads up and phones down for a little while.
And I get the message on phones, absolutely. But there is, or is there a focus as well on sort of older Irish songs and traditions and folklore, things that maybe might be at risk
absolutely.
Of not being passed on?
Yeah, it's true. Like, you know, every house has a box of LPs or, you know, old songbooks, or, you know, we've grandparents, parents, and then obviously with the Dukas collection from 1937 as well, where all our folklore stories and archives and old songs have been gathered, and they're all online. So I suppose with Damien, you know, he's a natural fit because, like, he's a real proud Dub and Donegal man, and very proud of his cultural heritage. So, like, he's singing, he's brought some songs to life that are, you know, 100, 200, 300 years old. So we said, you know, why not give the kids a chance? And we're very lucky to be working with Munster Music Academy and promoting this. And then when David Henry from the principal in Holy Trinity, Damo's old school, came forward, he said, look, you know, why not, you know, get Damien back to his alma mater? And the reception today was just phenomenal. Like, it was great, you know.
I'd say it was, Philip, because the idea is great and the personas are great as well. Can I bring in Damien Dempsey on this as well? Damien, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for having us. Thanks a million.
It's hitting the bullseye here with Damien Dempsey involved, I think, because when you listen to your songs and you singing, you wonder, why is this resonating so much? Is it the voice? Is it the power? And sometimes it is both, and the story as well. Why is it important for you to get involved here?
Cormac, I think we have like a treasure trove of Gaelic gold, you know, I call it. All the old songs and tunes and the stories as well, you know. I think we are sitting on a treasure trove of gold, and to let the kids go forward into this world now without passing that on to them, I think would be an awful, terrible crime, you know. So I grew up in the sing-song tradition, you know. Both sides of my family got together at weekends and sang, and the neighbours got together and sang in different houses. So it was a magical feeling when there's when the sing song, you're there in the room and people are singing songs. It's one of the best vibrations you ever have, you know. It really feels safe.
I grew up in the same tradition exactly, with relations and neighbours coming in, and they'd sing their song, be it in Shannos or whatever the case may be, or folk songs. And that's how you learn, I suppose. But that's not happening anymore, in your opinion, is it not?
It's fading out, you know, with the phones and that, you know. So it's just get young people off the phones and, you know, encouraging them to see how brilliant it feels to be at a sing song. Like, I get people singing and all. I go to all sorts of places and get people singing in different communities and different age groups, and everyone feels great after the sing song. Everyone just feels magic, you know. It's just a real natural high, you know, and it's so good for you. And it's just, you have to focus, you know, because if you sing a song, you have to remember the next line and try and stay in time and nearly in key. So it's
that last bit, you know, can come and go.
He put
sure.
that in for me.
Damien, tell me, what was it like when you visited your old school today? What was the reaction like, and how did you find the experience?
It was incredible. The teachers there are marvelous. You know, they're just getting the young people to sing, and they taught them all songs like Paddy on the Railway and Biddy Mulligan and a song from Guitar, a lovely song, Askega. I don't know the name of it, but a few of my songs. And so they sang all these songs, and they barely needed us at all. You know, they were just singing away. We joined in, and the vibration was incredible. Everybody was very high, a natural high, you know. And we just love to spread this. Maybe around the country, schools would give half an hour a week to the children to have a sing song, tell a story, wow. do a dance, you know, tell a joke, whatever, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, and on that point, Philip, is this going to be around the country, or can schools get involved, or how will it work? Philip, go on ahead, and then I'll come to yourself, Damien.
Absolutely. If you check us out on our social media at Inspiring You IRL, it's very simple. We did a similar sing song with Scull Cullum Killen down to me there a few weeks ago. We footaged that up. We'll have good footage of today as well. But it's very simple. There's no rules. As long as people are chatting, talking, singing, dancing, playing tunes, you can do it in your home, in your school, and just use the hashtag songs and stories, and hopefully it'll grow from there. Because I think it's kind of fitting that it'll kind of grow from down to me where Damo is from, and he's a great man for keeping the traditions and the songs alive. So it's basically up to everyone to make just a small bit of effort to have that, you know, the crack that our great grandparents and grandparents used to have. And if you saw the kids say, like, it was tremendous, like, they're all laughing and singing, and they didn't need any prompts. When you have 350 kids who know five or six songs off by heart, and they were singing with Damien and Eamon DeBarra there, like, you know, there's something very right in our world. Yeah. And there's a lot of that. We just need to, you know, let it spread and nurture it a little bit more, and it'll take flight within the kids and groups around the country.
You know, Damien, you're going to be inundated with letters from teachers around the country saying, would you ever come here?
Yeah. I'll have to get a hologram, man.
I'll go in your place. I'll sing out a key in your place. Can I just say one thing? You're onto something really golden here, and I know this is going to work because this happens already at Skelgia. There's the Eireachtas festival where you see young kids and adults singing and telling stories rooted in tradition at Skelgia. So if you can do this right across the board, it's going to be sensational.
Yeah, well, with a man like Philip behind it, it's going to happen. Definitely, okay. Well, listen,
thank you so much, both of you, for joining us to talk us through it. And I'd say, as I said, school teachers around the country are pricking up their ears thinking this is something that they'd like to be involved in. It's a brilliant initiative. And thank you both. That is Philip Cribben and singer Damien Dempsey. You can let us know what you think to 51551.